What's going on, party people? Uptown ENT back at it again with a brand new podcast. One half of the pontificating juggernaut. I am Lo. Here as always with my man B.
Man, what up? It's Easter Sunday and it's peace. I'm trying not to cuss as much.
Hey, I swear I thought you was about to say it's Easter in this bitch. I was about to say one of them shows.
We're gonna take it back to the 90s. Using them slang shit or shoot.
Hey, so does that mean we can start calling women skeezers again? Because I really love that word.
I don't know why it ever went away. That was perfect.
Hey man, dude,
something, because they love being called a bitch. Oh, you do nothing no more. So I think skeezer, that might hit
skeezer
the heart.
Gonna hit, dude. I called a chick a skeezer about like a decade ago, and it was well out of the lexicon at that point. Yeah, dog. She said she was gonna have me killed.
Dang. I know a couple of girls is probably born in the 2000s. Probably don't even know what that means. They probably look at this.
I thought you was about to say I know a couple of girls who are skeezers. Damn.
You know, this girl at the gym, she shouldn't make motherfuckers feel old because she be in the gym just dancing, you know, mind her business. She's like, how come y'all don't be dancing to the music? I'm like, my dude was like, old school for me. She was like, she ain't know nothing from the 80s, no music, but none of the hip hop people. I'm like, dang, man.
How old was she?
She said she was born in 91 or 90. So she about 30, 31.
Yeah, I guess. I guess everybody ain't like us because, you know, we kind of had to dive back into stuff that went on before us, stuff that went on like in the early 80s and the 70s and stuff like that, just because of our parents.
Yeah, I told him, I was like, well, he graduated like a long time ago. He's like 10 years older than me. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know what? She got a point. Like, I mean, I grew up like 83, but the 90s is really what focused. Like, I guess being like 10 and a teenager in the 90s, like being more aware and stuff. I guess our generation, we grew up with that new Jack Swing, like that R&B rap and stuff.
Yeah.
That's pretty much our era, I would say. Plus, if you had parents, I guess me, yours, and Will, like Prince is like, it's probably what you was listening to. You was hanging out with your mama, Prince, and Michael Jackson, and all that R&B stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then, I mean, depending on how raunchy, I guess, we look at that shit as raunchy now, but depending on how it was when you was growing up, like, you know, your mom or your dad might play like some Jodeci or like some, you know, like some BBD or something. Stuff that was considered raunchy for the time because they was talking about sex, but at least they was kind of veiling it a little bit.
I think my mom was a Salt and Pepper fan. She had the haircut too.
Hey, go. Hey, that was a sign of the times.
I saw like club pictures, you know, they had that little that
wicker chair.
Yeah, that wicker chair, that's what you call it. Yeah, sitting there. Like, dang, man. Like, look at the year right now, you're like, God, oh man. These kids don't even be having fun. They just too busy killing each other.
Dude, like, yeah, man. Fun. Getting into petty beefs with each other, and it's like, that ain't cool. Like, I guess putting on a show for everybody, falling out on social media, like, I never did understand that falling out in public type shit.
It's just tiring, man.
I don't know, dog, because I just think about, like, you and me or whatever. You know, you and me ain't never, like, fell out or anything like that or whatever. But I think our friendship is, you know, it's kind of like the same friendship with Will or whatever. Like, yeah, we can argue all day or whatever, but we don't really take none of that shit serious.
We already know it's, like, stupid, nothing sick, because we don't steal from each other. We ain't, like, go behind each other's back and do something stupid. It's just, like, over sports, maybe, movie or something, like, oh, no, you wrong about that, no, something like that, but it ain't, like, it's like, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. So I think that's the thing. I think our relationship is different from a lot of people's, definitely like from like women's or whatever. And then I guess even like young dudes or whatever, they starting to do that stuff too. It's like, why everything gotta be so public and you gotta let everybody know why you feeling right now.
And right. I don't give a shit.
Man. Shit. Yeah, man. So before we get started, I guess we already got started, but ain't no emails this week. I guess y'all didn't love us, but if you do want to email the show, you want to talk to us because we talk back. UptownENTBoys@gmail.com is where you can reach us.
Right, we always gonna talk back. We like the topics. Pick
y'all. Hey, man, even when y'all email it with some dumb shit.
Right, we talking. We respond with some dumb shit back. Shit.
Hey, I still to this day, dog, the best thing I think has ever been said on this podcast when you was trying to like conjure up something. I think you was trying to conjure up something that was gonna be like deep and profound. You was like, look, man, we ignorant.
Yeah. I was about to just say that too. I was like, cause we just straight ignorant. That's what we keep the same. So it is what it is.
Oh man. So how's your week been, dog?
Man, that should have been long. Work, man, work. We still down a few people, so that's just my weeks. And then this, you know, the weekend just be flying for no reason. Like, you just close your eyes and wake up like, dang.
Oh, I know. I be wanting to take off so much time.
I'm trying to save my time to the end. Mm-hmm. Or at least I might even roll that mug over. I don't know if I can make it. I might not be able to make it tomorrow. Me and Will hit up this snow cone bar and grill spot we found in Baldwin. If y'all live in Missouri, St. Louis area, go to Baldwin, hit up to find a snow cone bar and grill place off of Risey Road, or however you say the name. But if they put alcohol in their snow cones too.
I mean, couldn't you have just went to Narwhals? Well, I guess Narwhals ain't got food though.
They sure don't. Yeah. They got eggs, they got cheese fries and a burger. They burger's legit.
Okay.
I mean, I could probably get the mug without cheese on it and be satisfied.
What's the name of the place?
It's Snow Cone. I don't know. They ain't anything specific. It's just a Snow Cone bar and grill.
Okay. All one.
I mean, Narwhals. I mean, yeah, the quick trip, you can get two snow cones with alcohol in it for like $12. Narwhals, you get that. They ain't got that many flavors, though.
I remember, yeah, I think you're right, because I remember going, I went a couple of times, and I think, I remember being kind of like unimpressed with the menu.
Yeah, I'm like, this just got to be one of them. I'd probably go there over Bar Louie, to be honest with you, though. I'll buy some food and take it. I go get some Dewey's pizza and go roll up at the Narwhals.
Hey, that's it's a place actually they put like right next to Narwhals. It's a nacho place, but they do different kind of inspired nachos. Like they got like some crab ragoon nachos with like the lump crab meat, and they're on like a bed of wonton chips. They do shit like that, man. It's fucking delicious.
Teresa St. Charles.
Yeah. It's over there because, you know, Narwhals is on the back of like that big tall office building. And if I recall correctly, because the place is still new, I think they've been open like less than a month now. But it's a nacho place like right there on the back with Narwhals.
Shit, we all need to go there once again.
I'm down. Shit, I'm down, man. Hey, man. Oh, I forgot to tell you, dog. So I went downtown this I went downtown this week, dog. Thursday night, I went to like this like little networking event for like local like artists and producers, you know, like singers and all that good stuff. Dude, that's the first time I've been downtown by myself in like forever. Like, and I wasn't going downtown to like meet up with some people who I knew. That was the first time I did that shit. I don't think I've ever done that shit. And plus, I don't even like going downtown anyway, because as you know, downtown St. Louis is usually a fucking shit show.
Yeah.
But
You would
man, that construction dog.
Hey, I remember one time I went down there. They had the big hole in the street with signs up, and the dude still drove on that side.
Like, I remember seeing that shit on the news. I was like, that's what his ass get.
And you in a hurry. That's how you know people don't be paying attention.
Dog, people drive so crazy. Because, you know, like downtown, of course, it's usually like one lane traffic or whatever. Dog, I'm at Washington and Tucker. I'm right there getting ready to cross over Washington because I'm like, I'm just going to park in the back. I'm going to park in one of these parking lots or whatever because I'm not even trying to drive around trying to find parking on the street. I'll walk. I'm not that damn lazy. Man, this little young dumb chick, dog, she almost hit so many people because she's like, well, I'm not waiting in this long line. And I don't know, maybe she thought it was two lanes or something, dog. So she almost hit so many people just trying to go on ahead and just go around everybody. And it's like, dude, the line start back there. I was like, get me the fuck out of downtown. But all went well. Met some new people. Might be going ahead and getting some shit moving or whatever for the team. So, but yeah, man, that shit gave me anxiety, though, even just thinking about driving downtown by myself.
Yeah, I don't like going downtown. I had to take the Metrolink to that motherfucker.
And you know what, dog? I thought about doing that, but I'm like, I don't want to be bothered with the people on the Metrolink.
That's true. You need to be downtown, man.
Oh, man. Alright, man. I guess we can talk about some news stuff before we get into, I guess, what's going to be the main topic of the show. But, first of all, are you vaccinated, chick?
I got my appointment at the end of the month for the first shot.
Okay. Man, so you see these numbers going back up, right?
Yeah, man. Everybody out here, man.
Hey, dog, I saw a motherfucker. Michigan reported that they got like 8,400, I think it was 8,400 new COVID cases in one day. They was like, this the most since December. And then you got all these damn states that are ran by Republican governors, and they just like, yeah, man, we doing away with that mask shit. We don't need that mask shit no more.
Look, man, did Texas have any? Because you know they opened all the way back up.
I don't know. You know what, though? I'm not sure if they're actually releasing any of that information anymore. Because, you know, Florida did that shit all of last year, not release any of their information. And now they're talking about, like, you're going to need these COVID vaccine, like, kind of like passports or whatever. Passports being basically like your vaccination papers, which can't nobody tell you if you're supposed to get them laminated or not.
I probably am, shit.
I mean, you got to, but then people are like, hey, you think twice before you get your card laminated and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, look, dude, if y'all expect me to carry this motherfucker around on my person all the time, I need something that's going to protect it.
Everybody like, oh, that's fake. You ain't got it. Go get another one. I'm like, nah, man.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, man. I know... But as far as like them vaccine passports, like Florida was like, we don't need you to show no vaccine passport to get in. We banning that shit. And then Mississippi is pushing back on it too. They like, nah, we don't need to see nobody papers. And let her, if you want to come to our state, come to our state. I'm like, boy, this shit about to blow up again.
Ain't better think twice.
This is about to blow up again. As some people in the CDC, like, well, a few health officials, they've been saying that they like, yeah, we don't know how long these vaccines are actually going to be able to protect people who have gotten them from getting like sick.
Well, they don't know nothing, man. We don't know what this should do. We just gonna have to wait one year. This shit gonna have to die out and then figure it out.
No, I know a lot of people don't want to hear this. But I think we're going to have another year of this shit, dude. Sad to say.
Somebody called it COVID. See, I ain't going to never drop it, man. They said COVID season. I said Season, motherfucker, this ain't never ended. Season.
Never.
This has been around. What you mean, season?
They trying to make that shit sound like some allergies.
Yeah, man.
This a high pop. This a high colon season. COVID season. Man. So, IB, you ready to go ahead and get into this TV segment?
Let's get it. Need some fucking sound effects.
All right, man. So, I guess let's start off, man. Let's start off with Invincible. Invincible, Amazon Prime original. Yep. So I don't. Were you familiar with the comic books?
Yeah, you know he first premiered in Savage Dragon. That's the
Oh, that
first
was
time.
when he first premiered.
Yeah, Invincible. And then they had that crossover event with Savage Dragon and Spawn. I think they were fighting I forget the devil's name in Spawn, but they was after him because he was trying to take over. Him and that clown was trying to take over the universe. Invincible was helping. I'm like, man, it's crazy. But as far as his comics, I didn't read them because I thought it was too much like DC at the time. But it looked like it's kind of a little bit more entertaining than DC, hero wise.
I remember first reading his, well, I read like the first like trade paperback. I think that's one of the first trades I ever bought was when they rounded up like them first a few the first story arc of Invincible. It started off that way, and it kind of like, and I guess credit to Robert Kirkman and everybody else who had a hand in like writing this thing. It started off that way, making you think that, oh, this is just like another paint by numbers. Like, oh yeah, he's a teenager. Oh, he got superpowers. Oh, he wisecracking. Oh, his last name is Grayson. Oh, okay. And they just doing all these winks at the camera. And then that shit with Omni-Man, like, cause in the comic books, that shit happened a whole lot faster than it did on the TV show, where this motherfucker slaughtered the Guardians.
Man, I need to get to the factory and see if he controlled or not. He just did that because he just got that mindset. Like this is his earth. You don't need no.
Well, I mean, it ain't no spoiler alert because I mean, well, in the books, which I don't think they're going totally by the books, but in the books, he just, he wasn't mind controlled or anything. He just had like kind of like that, just that mentality or whatever. Like it was deeper than that. Actually, he was sent there to destroy Earth, so they gave him 100 years to destroy Earth or whatever. So, but who knows if they're gonna do it like that because the Viltrumites, them is some motherfucking, them some vicious motherfuckers, as you see with the TV show, just by
Yeah.
the fight scenes that he be having.
So, oh, they got an all-star voice cast, Mashallah Mahala Ali. I think that's how you say
Mahershala, goddamn. You know what? Go ahead and say it one more time. I'm gonna mute and let you get off.
No, man. I can't remember Mahershala Mahala Ali either.
Go ahead, man.
Like you said, you've been saying his name a lot. You talk to the same name a lot, and something you've been talking about us. I don't know. His name is one of them islands.
So wait a minute, so who is he voicing? I don't think I picked up on his voice yet.
So if you're watching on Amazon Prime, if you hit the pause button, they tell you all the actors in that scene, in them scenes. So he voicing the black dude that's joining the team. He also the Rock. I think he had the Rock Armor's outfit on at first. Too funny.
Oh, yeah. I forget the black dude's new. I forget the black dude's name on the show. But him interacting with my man Rexplosion. Hey man, that shit funny as fuck, dude. Cause Rexplosion is a fucking asshole.
Oh, yeah. I forget who voicing him. Stephen Yeun is invincible on The Walking
Yeah.
Dead. Of course he would.
How apropos that he would be invincible after he just got his, like his head bashed in a couple years ago.
Right. And then Jonah, the dude who played was it Jonah Jameson?
Oh yeah, J.K. Simmons.
Yeah, J.K. Simmons. And it Clarence, that dude in everything. I don't know what
Clancy.
you was, yeah. Okay.
Clancy Brown. Yeah, he playing that demon detective. Yeah, I spotted that one.
Man, yeah, they can all start cast though.
Sandra Oh plays Invincible's mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, man, they I hey man, I can't argue with that damn Walton Goggins. He plays what's my man Cecil, the director of the I forget whatever they fake ass Shield version of Shield is.
Yeah.
So
Oh, I ain't moving you.
yeah, man, I'm so happy, dude, because normally I don't check like reviews. I don't check like reviews. Just I stopped doing that shit back in like what was that, Batman versus Superman when that first came out, and I was like, dude, y'all ain't even watched the fucking movie, but y'all trying to review it like it's obvious. But I did go and sneak on the Rotten Tomatoes and IMDb. Hey man, motherfuckers liking this series, dog, because I was sure like, let me see if y'all okay with violence now. But it seemed like y'all okay with violence when it ain't Batman doing it.
Right. This the
Man.
boys, the cartoon version of the boys.
Yeah.
But I like the show, man. It's different in its own way. Like the story, the interaction with the teenagers. Yeah, it's just something else. I just wish I'm getting, like I told said before, I'm getting tired of this weekly shit, man. Just let me binge watch it.
Yeah.
Be done with it.
Yeah, leave that shit up to me, man. Like, I understand, like, I guess they kind of got to spoon feed people sometimes because you have those issues where people, I guess people gonna spoil it or whatever, but shit, if I want something spoiled, I know what sites to stay off of to keep myself from getting spoiled.
Crazy. Ain't no Facebook until I watch it.
And right, I'm not going, especially if it's like something popular, like shit, like I think everybody knows now, like Power when shit. I think even Power Book Two now, even like when Nova shows like that are on, or like Snowfall or something like that. Man, you better stay off of Facebook, dog, because don't come on there talking about the motherfuckers will spoil it. They just gonna type out like, "Oh my God, I can't believe so and so just got killed."
Better believe it. Please believe it.
Yeah.
Invincible, I don't think you can really spoil it. It's just like one of them story, like I don't know.
Is like they kind of going with the book, but I mean, as usual with a lot of these things, they don't go totally by the source material. Now, it's just seeing how much they're gonna deviate from the source material and how much they're gonna be like, okay, yeah, we'll do this, but we're not gonna have it in like in the book. We're gonna have like a little swerve and it's gonna be kind of different.
So Robert Kirkman, like yeah, OP on Dragon All like he did with The Walking Dead, because that shit stopped making sense.
But is that really Kirkman's fault though, or is that more so AMC's fault though that they just don't want to let go of the show?
Should have let go of this. They should have let him end it the way he wanted to end it, and then move on.
Yeah,
Because everybody, it's obvious.
dude, that's the same thing. Remember, when you finally saw it or whatever, like with Dexter, like I'm like, dude, they should have ended Dexter when. The fuck when John Lithgow had killed his wife or whatever, they should just ended that shit right there and they let that shit keep going for like two, three more seasons. And it just, man, that shit crawled to the finish line.
Man, that would have been an epic season series finale. And then they come back after that, since they're
Yep.
doing 10 more episodes right after that. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, let that motherfucker breathe at least, or then at least if y'all do come back, it makes sense. Like you could tell, like the dude who created the show, he even said it. He was like, dude, I mean, I didn't have no other ideas for like the character, and that's why I ended like that.
Yeah. Make this all a dream, like his psychotic evaluation after his wife died or something. I don't know.
You know what? That would have been better. That would have been better than seeing that nigga pull up with that damn pubic hairs glued to his face. Real talk. I was like, what the fuck is this shit? I'm like, man, hi Dexter, you get it. But yeah, man, Invincible, I like it. I like the gore, man. I love gore. I love Like, I know it's an animated series and it's about like some, superheroes and shit like that, whether superpower beings and alien races trying to take over or whatever. So shit that's just fantasy stuff that never happens. But I like at least how they trying to be realistic about it. People, man, them heroes be on them shows getting fucked up.
Afraid. You're just getting beat to oblivion and no marks.
Man, Invincible got his ass kicked. Like shit, I keep on going back to that damn fight because that was beautiful. That was almost like Netflix season one and two, Daredevil, and season one of The Punisher, like level fight scenes when he gathered them all at that little fake ass headquarters or Watchtower or Avengers Tower or whatever the fuck you want to call it. When he gathered all them there and he just systematically took them down, like they was trying to do, they was fighting as hard as they could, man. And that motherfucker eventually just got the better of
Man, he turned that chicken neck. I was like, ooh.
them. There was a call out to Wonder Woman, like when she did that to Maxwell Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that was kind of like because they was. That's the way they kind of wrote it. I mean, because as you can tell, that was their version of the Justice League. They had a Martian, they had a Speedster, they had somebody who uses green light. They had a motherfucking version of Batman, Wonder Woman, Aquaman was a goddamn fish.
That shit was cracking me up. That's how you
Yeah.
knew they wouldn't be in the series for that long, that much longer.
Yeah, but I mean in the books, Immortal Man, which I think that's really a fucked up name, but I think that's the version of Superman. I think that's his name, Immortal Man, the dude who like got his hair ripped off. I think he ends up surviving and he ends up going after Omni-Man. What he did in the books, I don't know how they're gonna do it on the TV show.
They gonna put his head back together.
Yeah, that's basically what they did. Them two blue dudes in the books, they were the ones that put him back together to kind of like sick him on Omni-Man. Yeah.
Goofy too.
Hey man, them motherfuckers arguing over which one was the clone.
Yeah, I wonder. They had me confused.
Hey, I was too. I'm like, well, you make good points. Hey, man. See, that's what Marvel. That's what that Spider-Man clone saga should have been. They should have been. That should have been motherfucking Pete and Ben running around just like, nah, nigga, you the clone. Nah, nigga, fuck you. You the stupid one. You the
Right.
clone. Oh man. Yeah, man. So, you got anything else for Invincible?
Nah, because it ain't over with yet, so it's still going. Just trying to see how they're going to end this season.
Right. Now, is it going to get like 10 episodes?
Don't know. They ain't say. This was like surprise that it just popped up. I didn't thought it was going to
Man.
be like next year or something.
I knew it was coming this year, but they damn did they, man. They ain't really market that motherfucker, which I guess.
I like how it starts. Like every time he says his name, it goes to the credits.
Hey, and have you noticed that on the credits, like that symbol get more and more bloodier?
Yeah.
Yeah, dog, that's a foreshadowing, dog.
Just dope.
Yeah, man. So, man, have you watched Dr. Foster on Netflix?
I never even heard of it.
Dog, watch it, please. So it's like, and you can burn through it so fast, dude. It's two seasons, but because it's like one of them BBC shows, it's only five. It's five episode seasons, so it's only 10 episodes to get through in total for the whole series.
Put that on my list. Oh shit. Hey man, guess what
What's
your
up?
boy found watch? Are you
What'd you
ain't gonna
say?
guess? I said, guess what your boy finally watched?
Snowfall?
Hell no, John Wick.
Did you watch all of them?
Yeah, all three of them.
Man,
Caught up.
congratulations, dog.
Finally
It
caught up.
took you long enough.
Sure did, man. I was like, man, what was I thinking? I watched it. I was hyped the whole movie. Like, dang. I need me bulletproof set. I told Will, I was like, man, this is a fucking Batman pretty much with a suit on.
Yes,
Well, I mean, what are the messages?
dude. That's why me and Will kept on trying to get you to watch it. We was like, man, we know you gonna like this shit.
Man, you know when you be watching a movie, you're tired, you just fall asleep on it, you just don't bother going back to it.
Yeah.
That's what happened with that one. I was like, I should have never started this movie high time. But once I got into it, I was like, oh man, like they keep coming after this dude. I'm like, he like the king of assassins. Like, you ain't gonna have no more assassins left. What the fuck? You killing
Right.
everybody.
Right. Yeah, man. So, how did you feel about Hallie being in part three?
Man, you know she was unrecognizable to me. Like, I knew it was Halle, but I was like, she looking like somebody else, like one of the Hispanic chick actors. I
Did you have any
was like,
problem? Did you have any problems with her action scenes?
her action scene was pretty dope. I like the dogs.
Hey man, them motherfucking dolls was running around fucking people up, dog. And I'm like, was that shit CGI? Did they really have them dogs trained to do shit?
I think they had them dogs trained. It wasn't no CGI, man. I don't think it was.
Dude, because especially because I thought one of them dogs ain't got killed, and then I was like, oh no, he didn't. That motherfucker, they had like bulletproof vests on the dogs and shit. I was like, these motherfuckers tactical.
Ain't spared nobody. I thought, people would just be wasting time. Nah, she shot that motherfucker.
And
Man.
the one thing I appreciate about all the John Wick movies, man, and I'm sure you notice this too, when this dude be killing people, when he shoot people, he will double back and like shoot them in the head to make sure they did.
Man, he was fucking them dudes. Oh, he do the little judo moves. Pow, shoot him. And then turn around, shoot the same cat again. Like, dang. I think my problem with the third one was Mark DeCostas. Y'all might know him as the Iron Chef. All them dudes he trained was whooping John Wick's ass, but when it came to him, he could barely do it. I was like, nah, bro, this don't make any sense. Where your fight moves at? Like your people. Yeah, they was his ass.
Oh man, damn man, that made my day, man. I'm real happy that you finally watched that joint, man. I'm happy you finally in the club.
I mean, the fourth one to come out, I'm trying to see how you gonna get revenge because them whole movie was like, man, how you gonna get past this?
Hey man, what's my man name? Ian McShane, is that his name?
I think so.
Man, I fuck with him, dog. Dude, that dude's voice is like one of the greatest voices in cinema.
Man, that's the motherfucking everything.
Yeah. He was I remember when I first got introduced to him was like years back on HBO. He was on a show called Deadwood Western, and that's when I first got introduced to him. But since then, I've heard him like do like voice acting and like comic book movies and the what's it Gods American Gods. He was on that too.
Yeah, that's right. I only saw one episode of that, but I remember him.
Yeah, they had a lot. I don't know what's going on with that show now, but that was a good show, man. I remember like they fired Orlando. What's my man name? Orlando. Is it Orlando Brown? No, Orlando Brown, the dude from That's So Raven, ain't it?
Oh, that's too many Orlandos. The Johnson?
Oh shit, you know him, dude. He ah fuck. He was in that damn movie with Eddie Griffin where they kind of like switch places.
Yeah, I know his name Orlando. He like in Drumline, all this shit.
Yeah, he was in, yeah, but yeah, him, like, he was on that guy, American Gods, man, and his character was good, but I forgot what was the reason why, but yeah, he got fired, so I stopped, kind of like stopped watching after that.
Everybody did not a show on. You know the show got canceled, I think.
Oh, really? I thought it was still going.
I think this is the last season. I think they canceled it unless it was April. Orlando Jones, that's his name.
Okay. Yeah, man.
Man.
Hey, man, that dude a great motherfucking actor, man. Like he can play, he can be the cornball nigga, or he can be like that deep nigga who, everybody kind of like see or whatever, and kind of like understand is the boss. Like he kind of got like a little bit of that Harold Perrineau in him.
Yeah, it did get canceled.
Well, fuck it. Hey, man.
Everybody was happy too because they got fired because they fired boys. So, yeah. Fuck it.
Time out, dog. Hey, man. Why you ain't tell me this motherfucking snow cone places look like a goddamn, you just getting shit from a fucking RV?
You Google that motherfucker? It's a shack, man. Hey, they got everything you need.
Hey, you can't even see like all the seating outside, ain't it?
Yeah, this outside place.
I ain't no talk. I was like, what the fuck? Like, what? This nigga got me going to a campsite?
Shit, let me know when you go. We all go, shit. That's the place. Them snow cones good. You get the 16 out, you get a nice size.
I'm down. Shit, man. Hey, I'm getting out this year, man. I don't care about some motherfucking Rona, nigga. I'm gonna gas up the pace and go.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I'm pretty much been out here. Been careful, but I've been out here. Like I said. There's been less people at these places, but I've been out here.
you ain't as long as you ain't heard raw dog in that air, man. Keep your mask on.
Sometimes I be like, dang. Yeah, them snow cones, yeah, they got funnel. They got some big ass funnel cakes.
Okay. Yeah, right. Shit, yeah. And we got to make that happen soon, shit.
And check, this is two teenage white girls and their mama. And a dude. Teenage son back there. They be firing it up. I don't know how they getting away. I guess because of mama back there. She probably making the alcohol. But I ain't think you could. I think that they could sell it with the kids taking the order. But you know what? I ain't finna knock their hustle.
Right. Right. Have somebody come looking at them at you.
They had Grand Marnier and stuff like that. Tequila, rum, classic alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Sour grape, snow cone. Like, yeah. Because you know the snow cone good with the alcohol in it because the alcohol melt that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, yeah.
Right. You got anything else in food? A movie or TV that you want to hit?
Hey, real quick, y'all wrestling fans, even if you're not a wrestling fan, you got Peacock, man, go check out Icons. They got the Yokozuna on. That shit is sad.
The Yokozuna. What is it called, like a documentary about him or something?
Yeah, it's on Peacock. Well, you got Peacock. You subscribe to Peacock, ain't you?
Yep.
Yeah, all the WWE stuff on there, so.
Dude, but they editing, they heavily editing or censoring that shit, I heard, ain't they?
I watch the old stuff on there, so I don't know. I'm mainly watching like documentaries. I ain't really want like Stone Cold show and the Icons and then like the history and shit like that. I ain't really watching those shows, so I don't know. I haven't noticed yet. Yeah, the Yokozuna shit, man. That motherfucker was deep. They tell the reason why they had to release him from WWF.
Because
he couldn't lose the weight. They tried to. They like tried their best to get him to lose the weight. They sent him to like every facility possible, but he just wouldn't do it. Eventually, he gained 700 pounds, man. He got up to 700. He started at like 350, 450 or something like that. Gained 300 more pounds.
Damn.
He failed the physical.
Dude, but when you think about it, though, I guess that just kind of like shows that you can't always judge a book by its cover because to most people, they would look at Yokozuna back when he was in the WWE and say that he wasn't in good shape.
Oh, that motherfucker could move the agility when he was 400 pounds.
And I don't think they really, but that's nothing. I don't think people could, that just shows kind of like also how people are ignorant about like the ways of like sumo wrestlers and different cultures. Cause like, them motherfucking sumo wrestlers is some of the most lightest on their feet motherfuckers that you will ever see.
Yep.
I mean, and then that's just the way you got to be in Japan. Like, hell, look at my man, Big Van Vader. That motherfucker ain't had no business moving like he moved.
Nope. Doing moonsaults. Like, nah, you ain't finna do no moonsault on me, Oos.
Right.
Because I was sitting here watching it, man. I'm like, man, these Samoas, man, it was tight. Man. Like, I was like, we ain't got no cool names for brother and nothing like that.
that oos.
I'm like, they got the coolest hands, man. Like, dang.
Oh, man. I do like when Roman be hitting the head of the table, dog. That motherfucker be sounding real sweet and like motherfucking like authoritative.
That's like the best skit going in fucking SmackDown. That's it. That's the only thing I'll watch. The Roman, the heel skit. Yeah.
Cause they finally let him be himself and they ain't writing stupid shit for him to say.
Right. This is my table. Now they wrong for bringing Daniel Bryan back in the mix. Like they should have left this shit between Roman and Edge.
I think Daniel Bryan might actually win that title, dog.
And I'm done for that forever. Like, I don't care, man. Maybe Jay, wait, Jimmy, wait, which one is which? Because one of them has been there for about a year.
I think that's Jay, the one who's been on the shelf. I think Jimmy is the one who's been out there trying to prove his love to Roman.
Because this is what I think going to happen. I think the brother going to come back and help. They going to think he's going to be not on Roman's side, but I think it's going to be y'all. It's going to be a triple threat with them. Like, it's going to be Roman, Jimmy, and Jey Uso next year taking over. Because the Samoans, like, they be coming up in wrestling, man.
When they allowed to. Man.
They ain't got no choice. Like Jay and Jimmy, they put on the best damn skits with them in the New Day.
But you see, they want to like keep them. Man, the Usos should have been so much of a bigger tag team, but they always want to bring these motherfuckers in and have them do these motherfucking Islander gimmicks and shit like that. Like, nah, man, let them people come up with their own fucking gimmicks. Like, look at what it did with The Rock or whatever, because he came in trying to be like an island boy or whatever, and then was just like, nah, man, I gotta change this shit up. And same thing with the Usos, man. As soon as they started them motherfucking Uso Penitentiary and that day one-ish, that's when they took off to me.
Right, because that's their characters. Oh, well, you watch them on Instagram, I'm like, that. Like, none of them fucking Samoans act like that, man.
Fuck no. Like, fuck no.
They just light skinned black people, man.
There you go.
Probably need light skinned black dude from Florida. Like, that's what I was sure. Like, when you watch Yokozuna Icons, he's straight hood. He just cool. Like, chill. Like, as a kid, man, you would never know any of this stuff. But then you get behind the scene. Like, these kids, I guess, I don't know if they lucky or if wrestling is ruined for them. Oh, what you think? Because they get too much. They don't get none of the. They don't get to act no more like we got. We wouldn't like.
I think it's certain people who. I think the internet definitely ruined wrestling. Because now you know for sure. You know, if you're a kid, you know for sure that this shit ain't real. And it's kind of like it spoils it. It lets you in on storylines and shit like that or whatever. So you have that. Man, I don't know, dog. There are some characters who still keeping it G with what they call it, kayfabe. Is that what they call it? Yeah. So there's some characters who still keeping it G. Like, you know, like The Undertaker. I think he just now is starting to break kayfabe. Like, because that motherfucker was acting like a dead man for real.
Right, man. You see him in these pictures. But you ain't never seen them pictures with him and Rikishi and all them boys in the back. He was like backroom Messiah or some shit like that.
But right.
Big dog back there. And I'm like, dang, it's The Undertaker. He damn near cried on a Yokozuna interview or Icon.
The only time I remember Undertaker breaking character was it was one of them Raws, like during the Attitude Era, where Because he was still doing his dead man gimmick, and he came out like right the start of the show, like with that black jumpsuit on. He wasn't even dressed in character. He came, dude. He came out did that ring and cussed Vince McMahon
I remember he had the bandana on.
Yeah, dog. I was like, what the fuck? He was mad as shit that night. He was like, man, I'm gonna say something.
Man,
And I dare this
Vince
motherfucker to fire me.
McMahon, that's his biggest star. But man, this is like sad watching these icons shit, and you see like Owen Hart in that motherfucker. Like, damn, man.
Yeah.
It's something he didn't
Yeah.
want to. He ended up being like a blue blazer or some shit like that. He didn't want to get into that whole my wife fight scene or cheating on his wife thing on Raw. And they made him be the blue, but they treated the Hart Foundations like shit in WWF. I think at the end, looking back on it, I think the Wild Samoans camp, they probably had the better camp than the Hart Foundation. They had better success in the WWF, I guess, than the Hart family. They get screwed to this day.
True, true, true. You got anything else for film and TV?
Nah, unless you want to hit the people with this Falcon, and I don't know if you're watching the Mighty Ducks.
I have not watched the Mighty Ducks yet, but the Falcon and Winter Soldier, dog. Hey man, I'm motherfucking Team Zemo, dog. Zemo, motherfucking beast.
Ooh, don't spoil no more because I know somebody ain't seen it yet, but yeah.
Hey man, and then well, we talked about this in the group chat, how we're pleasantly surprised that Disney took that, took that, because they talk about some race shit on her.
Oh yeah, in your window they playing it though, which is cool. Like how they mixing it in. And
It's
Maggie had a
just
so the super soldier, the black hero. Like, hey man, see if my people would have saw this, we would have had hope.
I like how they put Isaiah Bradley up in there, and then like his grandson, who's eventually gonna become what, the Patriot or something like that, or what, I think that's what he become in the books.
That's what I'm saying, man. That dude too old. Like looking, he was still the Patriot, and he had the sidekick, and then I guess he joined the Young Avengers. So I guess what happened is with so I guess I don't even know if they're gonna do this. Then maybe they just show him as a teaser. We all remember this from WandaVision. But the grandson has to get a blood transfusion, and he gets it from his granddad. And he ended up getting infected by the so super soldier serum. That's how he got his powers. Well, that's what happened in the comics. I don't know. He might in Marvel Universe, he might get hit by a flying needle or something. Oh, man.
Man, you know what makes it so funny, man? Because I can picture them doing some goofy shit like that.
You know it's true. They had to do some
I
shit like
can
that.
picture them totally doing some goofy shit like that, man. And then watching these motherfuckers justify that shit. Yeah, man, because you don't want to show nobody just getting stabbed by a needle, from somebody else, because that's violent, and kids be watching this.
Ah, man, shut up. Stop thinking.
They will try to find a way to justify that shit, dog.
Can't just. I'd be trying to get peep them up on game, like nope, can't do it.
You said, well, you already confirmed that you haven't. Have you even started Snowfall?
Nah, man, that's just too much. I got so much shit to watch and play.
All right, so You probably ain't gonna remember. Well, shit, I'm talking about shit that's currently happening. So, you but this is it's, but basically, the show was getting ready to start like that banging in Little Rock, because they starting to introduce the crack cocaine to Little Rock. They teaching people in Little Rock how to make it, and if you familiar with like the documentary of like how it got real violent in Little Rock, Arkansas during like the 80s, during like the late 80s and stuff like, I mean early 80s or whatever. Yeah, that's basically what's going on. Yeah, man, just a bunch of like violence, man. A major character actually got killed last week, and it's foreshadowing that a couple of that at least one other major character at least is, if they're not gonna get killed, they're gonna get gravely wounded. So I ain't gonna spoil it because one day you might watch it. I don't know. Maybe I don't know. Maybe I'll see if Will watch it. Maybe we could have him on. We could talk about that shit.
I know, I'm gonna try to binge it. Hey man, you ever heard of this show called The Nevers that's premiering on HBO Max April 11th?
I seen the advertising for it on Roku. I haven't seen the trailer yet, but I've just seen like the little steel picture.
I'm gonna check that out. That look kind of dope. HBO ain't never failed with the action series like that.
So what is this supposed to be about?
Actually, I don't know. I just scrolling through and saw the preview.
That picture, I'm like, cool.
This chick was spraying up. I'm like, oh yeah, you know, HBO about to come hard with these series.
Right, I'm with you. I'm with you. Yeah, man. So, all right, man. Let's go ahead and hit this sports segment. B, I need for you to go on ahead and man, hey, so the Lakers got Andre Drummond, dog, and somebody, I ain't gonna say no names, but somebody told me that Andre Drummond was gonna hold it down until LeBron and AD got back, and Andre Drummond got injured like in the first half.
I saw that, man. I ain't want to talk about it.
I mean, well, here we are though.
I ain't even want to talk about it.
I
Hey,
mean,
man.
the dude got like, he legitimately is hurt. He got like a couple like toe injuries. I think like he got like some ingrown toenails, and then like during the game, one of his actual toenails just broke off. And if you a big man, like you, yeah, man, toe injuries are the worst.
He should have got that shit taken care of beforehand. He knew that shit was gonna happen.
Hey, you know, I should have set a motherfucking timer on how long it was gonna take for you to turn on this nigga. I was like, because you was hyping him up, and I'm like, do B know this is Andre Drummond? Like, he ain't nobody. I mean, he a good player, don't get me wrong, but he ain't nobody special.
I really didn't say he was somebody. I'm saying he can hold it down at least. But this motherfucker got toe defects and shit. Oh, grown toe nail, like get this shit taken care of. You know it's gonna affect your game plan. Like, come on, man. Like, that's stupid. Like, you worse than Kuzma.
Come in. Well, nah, you know what though? He's better than Kuzma. He better than Kuzma, like Dennis Schroeder and a lot of them other people on the Lakers, because at
I
least
mean,
he know his, at least he know his role. That's what makes him better.
as far as all that goofy shit that's going on, man, this he's just Lord Jesus.
Hey, you know what? So I ask you this because I know you're gonna give me the real, and I know you're gonna be objective about it. So, is this gonna be a situation where if the Lakers don't repeat this year or whatever, like, is it gonna it, are you gonna say, yeah, they just won the best team this year, or are you gonna be like, man, LeBron was hurt for all them damn games, and then AD was hurt, or are you just gonna be like, man, whatever, we'll just get them next year?
This is gonna be another year. They ain't getting the rain this year. We're just gonna have to wait.
See, that's what I like about you though, dog, because I know some people who are like LeBron sycophants, and when they thought that the Lakers wasn't gonna win their ring last year in the bubble, they were like, man, whatever, don't nobody care about no bubble championship. This shit don't count. Then as soon as they won, they're like, oh my God, another championship. This was the most difficult championship ever, nigga. I'm like, nah, man. Like, nah, dude. Y'all can't be flipping like that.
Like, it'd be a miracle if they make it. This shit, man, but AD gone, LeBron hurt. I don't know LeBron hurt because he need to do the movie premiere, but.
Or does Bron see that the team ain't gonna be good enough this year? And he like, man, fuck that.
I'm 36. I don't know if AD, not AD, if KD and them will make it past Miami or not.
I mean, but granted, yeah, Miami was in the finals last year, but I think that was as far as coming out of the East or whatever, I think that there are better teams, and then I think that Miami definitely benefited from that holdout. Well, not the holdout, but when they put the season on pause last year, I think they benefited from being in the bubble, that team. But you just look, man, that whole Jimmy Butler act, that shit begins to weigh thin on teammates. Like, that's it weighed thin on people in Chicago. It weighed thin on people in Minnesota. Like, that's why this motherfucker keep on getting moved around. It weighed thin on the people in Philadelphia too. Like, with Embiid and Ben Simmons, he's like, dude, this nigga be wanting people to try hard like all the time, and ain't nobody got no time for that.
They gonna put his ass on the net. See?
Nigga. Hey,
See? They gonna put
all right, man.
up on Barry White and them.
That nigga James look like he'll make some mean biscuits.
Right, Jeremy. Chalamita. Hey, y'all, speaking of that, don't forget to watch the Isley versus Dirk Wind and Fire versus tonight.
Man, I can't wait. Hey, man, even though I mean, I don't think this is even a fucking contest, dude. When I heard them announce this one, I had the same reaction of when they were announced SWV versus Escape. I'm like, nigga, there ain't no fucking battle. Like, the Isley Brothers will mop the goddamn floor with Earth, Wind, and Fire. And just like I think SWV will mop the floor with Escape.
Ooh, hold up, man. You gotta tell me some SWV hits. Because we was trying to think of some. I can only think of one song.
What, Downtown?
I forgot about that song. So, Downtown. And
Yeah.
then we got the other song.
That Use Your Heart and Not Your Mind.
Don't know how that one go. Oh, you've been listening to some SWV. Look at you.
Hell the hell when they did that when they did that remix of Human Nature.
Oh, damn. Okay. I remember that.
Weak
That's
Rain. Yeah.
How did the Rain song go?
Rain, I think it was like Rain Down on Me, Let Your Love Just Shower Me or something. Damn, this motherfucker was talking about getting Bukkake now that I think about it. That's what it sounded like to
Right.
me.
I get so weak in
And
the knees. Let me sound like that dude that you sent.
then hey, that's the new Ice JJ Fish. right, you know what? Right here is a song that like they kind of like remixed in the Human Nature. Like they would do like a radio mix where they do Right Here, and then they have Mike come in and start doing Human Nature.
You right here. Yeah, I remember this song, but they ain't got that many hits in Escape though. I don't
Dude,
think
you're
they should.
always on my mind. You're the one. I'm so into you. Nigga, they play that motherfucker I'm So Into You remix with Wu-Tang. Yeah, get the fuck out of my face.
Dang, okay. I'm gonna have to go listen to some songs that and compare the two on my own.
Wait. Okay, so let's juxtapose that though. What hits does Escape have? I mean, other than like Just Kicking and what, Understanding, and then what was that? Who Can I Run To?
Who can I run to?
But that's like three songs. What else they got? All right, this ain't even me shading them.
They got, man. You already said who can I run to? You know My Little Secret. Did you already say Understanding?
Yeah, I said Understanding, My Little Secret, and then Just Kicking It. So okay, that's four of them.
Tonight.
Tonight.
Is this, yeah, that's exciting. Was that within the total?
Hold up, man. Hold up.
They got an they got a rain song too. It was on Love Jones.
Yeah, that is. Total does have a song called Tonight. I can't say that I've ever heard of it, but
that was an escape. Yeah. They did the soundtrack to Soul Food. Do It Again.
Hmm.
We might have. I'm going to have to Google now. Hold on.
As far, but you know what, though? I think that this is one of them verses where instead of giving each person 20 songs, I definitely think they need to shorten that shit to each group gets 10 songs because I don't think either one of them got 20 hits altogether.
Oh, they each got 10 hits.
They each got 10. You could probably muster up 10, but you asking each of them to play 20 songs? Dog, we going to get into some bullshit. Like, Tiny and Candy literally are going to start playing songs that they wrote for people.
I think that's what's going to happen.
But see, that don't make it fair, though, because SWV ain't got none of that. I don't think any of them, I think them girls got wrote for. I don't think they wrote for anybody.
Mm-mm.
So that's where it kind of get like tricky then because they ain't got nothing. So
I think what's her Candy wrote for SWV. I'm gonna Google that shit.
Yeah.
She was like Jermaine Dupri homegirl.
Mm-hmm.
I can see why at first, like you, I don't know if you watched that Crisscross Awards ceremony, I said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do.
And with the braids.
Yeah. Yeah.
10 songs that she wrote. Pink. She wrote that Pink song. I remember that because Pink said she didn't want to sing. She said the studio made her do that song when she was a child. She didn't want to do that song. Oh, she wanted to sing, like, sing to sing.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Let me go ahead and hit my throwback because I need to go ahead and go get this brisket out the smoker eventually. You said what?
You put mayonnaise on your brisket before you put it in?
Nah, man. I rub mine down with a mayonnaise. I heard a mustard. Who the fuck put smearing mayonnaise on their brisket?
Hey man, it's. I mean, you don't really taste it. It bring that fluff, that juiciness to it. It bring out.
I've done that with chicken. Like when I'm doing my chicken, put mayonnaise on it. But with my brisket though, I injected with pickle juice, so it has that acidity. And then I also then I rub it down with like some honey garlic teriyaki sauce, and then put like my seasoning on there. And then let it. You said what?
I thought you always make it a brisket.
Yeah, I love that shit, man. Then I'm a nice guy. I'm gonna go ahead and take some down to the St. Patrick's women's shelter, so you know them people down there can have something nice to eat for today. Yeah, man, I'm a motherfucking humanitarian.
Yeah, I'm gonna get your award.
I got shit. Right. And now I don't want to get no award. You know how St. Louis niggas is, man. If they see me with an award, they're going to think I got some damn money. I'm still broke, dog. Don't rob me.
As long as you ain't filming that shit on Facebook, that's what's up.
Hey, man, I hate people. Dude, that shit tacky, man. That shit so fucking tacky. Like, dude, just be a good person because that's what you're supposed to do. Like, don't do it for no fucking... Motherfuckers really do anything for clout.
Do anything for clip.
But I'm gonna go ahead and dig up in the crates, man. I'm gonna go ahead and man, blues. I'm going to the blues this time for my throwback of the week, dog. My man, the Wailer, Johnny Taylor, Mr. My Last $2.
My last $2.
I'm not doing that song, no. I'm doing this up, man. This motherfucking song, dog. Let me go ahead. The song is called Running Out of Lies. But I'm gonna go ahead and play like a little bit of it, just enough for us to not get sued by anybody. Well, I mean, he did, so I don't think, you know, maybe one of his kids might sue us or something. No shade. All right, hold on, let me get this drink. So listen to that. I'm not gonna play that much of the song. I just want you to hear that first opening, dog. That bass line goes all through the song, dog. That shit fucking infectious, man. You can pull up and listen to it on YouTube yourself, cause it goes on like that for a minute. And I don't know how much of the song we can play, but basically, Running Out of Lies is about he two-timing on his wife or whatever, and he just like, bitch, I think I'm about to get caught, but never does he really say that he gonna stop messing with the other woman, no. he just like nigga, we getting a little bit too scary with this shit. Like, I know she knows something.
Right.
Oh man, but that's my throwback of the week. Johnny Taylor, Running Out of Lies. And man, I got a throwback movie, dog. Have you ever seen the movie We're the Millers?
Yeah, man.
Hey, man, that movie funny as shit. Every time I see that movie, I start bugging up. Especially that part where Jennifer Anderson, where they had that damn baby, the baby LeBron, which was just like a brick of, I think it was just like a brick of coke or something like that. And that woman who played Agatha was trying to go ahead and grab the baby from them, but she just threw that motherfucker on the interstate.
Oh, I forgot she was in that movie.
Yeah, dog. Hey, the way them motherfuckers, them motherfuckers. Hey, dude, that was the best stupid scream that I've heard since Kevin Hart when he be doing this shit.
Man, Kevin Hart and them screams, though, this should be funny.
Man, don't, hey man, cause that nigga be sounding like he legit scared, man.
Shit. I guess throwback movie, and this is a sleeper here. Like, I'm surprised more people don't even talk about this movie, or it don't even come on TV for real at all. Project Almanac. You ever seen it?
I'm sorry, what'd you say? An ad was playing. I'm sorry.
The Project Almanac.
Oh yeah, yeah. Didn't that come out like a little bit after we graduated?
Oh no, this came out in 2015.
What the fuck am I thinking about? Okay, keep going. I'm sorry.
Hey, man, it's basically a time travel movie, almost like the butterfly effect. This science nerd created a time machine only because he was watching one of his baby like birthday parties. He saw himself, his teenage self, behind the scenes, walking through in the back. So he's trying to figure out what was going on. But yeah, y'all need to watch that movie if y'all ain't watched. Y'all science fiction motherfuckers.
Hey man, speaking of the butterfly effect, dude, did you ever like that movie? I don't think we ever discussed it.
I did like it. It was a fucked up movie though, especially when a dude put the firecrackers in the mailbox and blew off his arm. Them MCAT 80s or whatever.
Yeah. Dude, yeah. I gotta go back because that really did, like, didn't all that basically start from them fireworks or whatever, and then he just kept on going back in time trying to fix it?
Yeah, and then it's just messing up everything else. So I think he helped him, and then but he ended up taking his girlfriend, and he's just like, man, fuck, let his arms be falling off. You can get the nubs. Nub if yeah, you buck.
Hey man, y'all motherfuckers gonna get enough of like, and you know what? It still probably don't matter, man. Even though you see all these damn movies and all these examples of like, hey man, going back and trying to change the past is not a good thing. I mean, hell, you realize that with like real life or whatever, like when you try and like double back and maybe like start up a relationship with an ex or, you know, maybe like still rekindle like an old friendship or something like that or fuck a situation. And that shit don't never really go back. Yeah, you trying to go back and change the past. That shit happened. Move on.
Unless this is the Marvel universe and you can make up how time works.
It ain't no, ain't no consequences to dabbling with time.
Yeah. It don't mess up unless it's, never mind, I don't want to talk about that. Anyway.
Dude, I can Dude, I can't wait for them to do this fucking Flashpoint movie, dude, just so these motherfuckers can see, like, yeah, motherfucker, this is why bad shit sometimes just needs to just happen.
Yeah, just let it be. You
Man.
ain't fixing them without messing something up. Flash, the TV show showed you that.
Yeah, man. So, let's go ahead and put a bow on this thing. What you got for the people? You got any parting shots for them?
Man, shit. Hey, y'all eat good today if y'all eat. That's all I got for y'all. Go watch Soulja Boy's TikTok videos. He's stupid.
Of course, he got a TikTok page.
He got some new D. You know, he trying to get in the scene where any song got like a dance move that you could do to make you TikTok famous. So he found that niche.
I mean, if there was any rapper who I think would excel at it, it is Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy is like he like the originator of ringtone rap.
True. So
So this is like fitting right in. He probably looking at like this the new age or whatever, because I mean these motherfucking challenges, even though they may be annoying to us, shit, somebody making some money off of them. Them songs keep on getting played.
I just be watching the twerking challenges because I just be like, man, dang, Megan Thee Stallion be on there, and all these other girls try to imitate. I'm like, okay, she got ass. God dang, the mama got into it too. Like, man, so where these white girls with asses come from? Like, they thick in the mud. Like, they
They
be in the
hitting them
gym.
squats.
Yeah, man, in the gym. That's all they be doing in the gym. I ain't mad at y'all. I ain't saying it's wrong, but I
Nigga,
see.
everyday leg day for them.
I'm like, I see you. Like, do what you got to do. If you staying, if you doing it the natural way, hey. More power to you. Shake it.
Yeah, man. Shit. I mean, shit. Work out and carbs, dude. That would be the first thing I'll be trying to tell people. Man, hey, man. Maybe you could go on ahead and say it, because, or you could tell me, why does it seem like women are so scared to lift weights?
Hey, some of them women be gaining weight from lifting. All that muscle, I don't know. It might hurt their
But it's
fingers.
just, I think it might, I think it's also like kind of like your body composition too, or whatever. Because, I mean, I know some people who like lift weights or whatever, and it's just like, they be like, oh, I want to get like all big and bulky. And it's like, you don't have enough testosterone in your body to get big and bulky. Like them chicks you see who like big and bulky and like rocked up and got muscles on muscles, yeah, they on some kind of drug.
Yeah, they
Spoiler
all.
alert.
Yeah, they all talk like China too.
Yeah, they on some kind of drug or whatever, but you know what I'm saying? I've seen like chicks who are just like who just like natural and they just like be doing like deadlifts and squats or whatever and stuff like that, and them chicks be looking right.
Right, man. You stay away from the drugs and some of the protein stuff that's got testosterone in it, you be straight. So, hey,
Yeah.
I guess spoiler alert, like some of them protein stuff show up on drug negative, positive on the drug test too, so you better watch out.
Man, it's so much shit to be on that USADA fucking list or whatever that motherfuckers use every day that's over the counter. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, the dude I work out with, because his girlfriend is a nurse. They didn't even know it. They were just taking like just regular protein powder and the energy stuff. And he was getting a new job. He told me he was like, he got flagged on the drug test. I was like, for what? They showed it to him. It was the protein powder he was taking. I was like, ooh. And now if she would have, they would have drug test her, she would have been fired from her job. I was, see, hey, you can't do nothing these days, man. Oh, this should flag quicker than anything. He was like, they would
Yeah,
have done,
man.
he would have sued, but still, like, it's just protein powder. He had to retest. He stopped taking it. I'm like, man, that sucks.
Yeah, man. You would think, but you know what though? Shit, they did that shit years ago with that the motherfucking Jag 3D. They was talking about that shit had trace amounts of actual steroids in it.
Just make it
And I'm
crazy.
just like, what? Well, if that was just a motherfucking pre-workout, but everybody was like, oh my God, this is the best pre-workout ever. Like, I bet it is. That motherfucker got spiked with PEDs. And then the way you taking it orally like that, like, and then that shit, and then it's got like some sugar up in it too or whatever to help it get up in your bloodstream, dog. You fucking feel like Superman.
Right. Everybody getting popped like that, man. People taking energy shots before they fighting and playing whatever. I'm like, nah, I'm good.
Hey, man, I'm gonna go on just tell y'all, man. I forget the boxer who did this, but and you might know B. You remember that boxer who had cocaine in his water bottle?
No.
Man, let me go Google. All right, man. Let me see if I Google this real quick, dog. That shit was. Because I remember seeing that shit. And I'm like, what the fuck? This nigga,
Aaron Prime. That's his name.
That was his name?
Yeah.
Hey, man. I remember seeing them. I remember like seeing just like highlights from like that fight or whatever. Like, you know, like I guess years later or whatever. But that motherfucker was like, "Give me the water bottle." No, not that water bottle. The special water bottle, the one I made. And then come to find out, this nigga had cocaine in the water bottle.
He looked like a crackhead.
Hey, Jerry, that motherfucker. Like as quiet as it kept, dog, cocaine is a motherfucking real performance enhancing drug. Especially in a combat sport. I mean, you get hit in the face all fucking day if you want coke.
Hey, you already know.
Yeah. Alright, as far as me as parting shots or whatever, I'm gonna just keep on reiterating this. Y'all be safe. We told y'all at the beginning of the show, these numbers going back up. Like, we starting to see 4 or 5 digit daily increases in new cases or whatever, man. Keep wearing your mask, keep social distancing. It was even kind of hard for me, like I said, when I went out and, you know, once we got up in the venue or whatever, I was like only like one of maybe 2 or 3 people besides the staff who kept their mask on the entire time. And you know what I'm saying, but I'm like, I can't take no chances because I don't want to bring that shit back home to my family. Yeah, man, but just, you know, if you can sign up for the vaccine, do it or whatever. Even though we don't know if that shit or how long that shit's supposed to work, and you know, hopefully people ain't getting like real sick after they take the vaccine. It's just so many, you know, plot points to this shit. But if y'all want this shit to be over and y'all don't want to go on another shutdown, I suggest y'all go ahead and act like you got some fucking sense.
Yo.
Because summer 2021 can be canceled just like summer 2020 was. Yeah. But with that being said, this has been another episode of Uptown ENT. Remember, hit us up on the email, uptownentboys@gmail.com. The social media stuff, that Instagram account, which I can never quite seem to remember what the name of it is. Give me 1 second. Uptown ENT Podcast, all together on Instagram. Hit us up on there, interact with us. Talk to us, send us DMs. Don't send us no nudes, please, though, because, you know, we want to be respectful. but yeah, man, that's it. So we'll holler at y'all next week. Peace, moon crickets.
Later.